Dismantled, a podcast inciting curiosity, inspiring truth, and modeling deliberate space-taking on personal, social, and historical issues for people of the sun, the displaced diaspora, lifting love, discourse, solidarity, and liberation.
Okay, so should I just go because mine's locked and loaded?
Yep.
Go ahead and start us off.
Do y'all like my little extra, like... I've been blending my code-switching voice today, so it's very fun. And by code-switching... No, okay. So...
Moment of victory, moment of joy.
So, I had the stackable washer and dryer.
Come on, testimony.
It's a testimony. I'm full on lit now. Y'all have to deal with it. So, I have this stackable washer and dryers. The shits is on their way out. You can only put, like, 3 socks and a face towel in there at a time. Sound like some keys and some rocks is in there with them. It's a clank, right? And so, you know, the shit's going out. And, like, you don't want to buy a washer and dryer. You don't want to have to deal with all of that. But let me tell you what you really don't want to do. You really don't want to be running to the wash house. That's like, who run into the wash house? I don't think so. Now, I do go to the laundromat to wash my bedding, you know, like my down comforter and stuff like that. But, you know, the thought of working, cooking, being a mom and, you know, and coordinating, loading up dirty clothes, running to the laundromat. And yes, I have done it. And yes, people do it all the time and do it on the bus and do it in all sorts of conditions. Okay, so I got blessed with a washer and dryer. It was free. It's like new. It's all energy saving. I could put a full load in. They fit in my space perfectly. All I had to do was pick them up. Now, I have known about this offer for at least 2 weeks. And yet... I, throughout those 2 weeks, never asked anyone to help me, knowing I cannot do it on my own. I can't put them together on my own. I can't transport them on my own. I can't do shit. I know that I need help. I know that I need help, but I don't want to ask for help. Mm. I don't want to ask for help. I don't want to ask for help. When we were talking about centering black women, let me tell you something about black women.
Ooh.
Shut up. We get trained very early on that we supposed to figure it out.
Figure it out on
Make it
our own.
Happen.
Make it happen.
We are our own resource.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for help for what?
Mm-mm. Last resort.
For what?
Like Absolutely. Beyond last resort.
Mm-hmm. Make it happen. And I got to a point to where literally down to the last wire, like, this is the day that I need to have it picked up by, this is the day that I need to record a podcast, this is the day that, you know, the last day before I go into the work week, I gotta travel next week for work. I got laundry to do for that travel. We about to vote. I mean, it's so much stuff going on. If ever I needed help, just in general.
It was now.
And I couldn't ask for help. And I felt like I'm talking about like the socialized component of it. But I'm also talking about, you know, just being vulnerable. Just what does that mean? What does that say about me? Mm-hmm. What is that like? I have to take on some deficiency. I have to take on some... You know, well, I must be lacking if I can't make it all happen on my own back. even in the most unrealistic scenario, it still was a, I didn't give myself that permission. And also, I think when you live like that for so long, mm-hmm. and then the counterforces start really communicating that if you do ask, ain't nobody gonna show up. You don't have, what's your track record if you always do it by yourself? Mm-hmm. If you be out there just like, I'll just go without. I remember, you know, my mom was a teacher for developmentally disabled. And she got paid once a month. So literally on the 27th, 28th, 29th of the month, we didn't have no money. Mm. We would have cheese and crackers for dinner. Because my mom would not ask nobody for no. And I mean, and down to the point of somebody was like, you want to come over for, no, we're fine. My stomach growling like, bitch, let's eat. She like, no, we going to eat these cheese and crackers. You know, pride and all that type of stuff. I was just raised like that. And so I was going to really call out on the podcast and sacrifice and... I listened to the podcast yesterday. I listened to the last episode. I visualized myself being here and participating and connecting with y'all. And I was so quick to cut that throat rather than ask for help. And yet, when I was like, check this out, I need help. Mm-hmm. Y'all came through. Fake tears. I just want y'all to know that these women at this table didn't assemble folks I don't even know through folks I don't even know to come and move, dismantle, put back together, haul up, connect, all kinds of fucking washer dryers so my baby can have some clean undergarments. And, you know, I want to say, like, I get the lesson, but it's hard. It's hard. It's definitely some. It's gonna take some work on it, and at the same time, like,
there's victory in each other.
We need community. We have to be available, and yeah.
Mm. Shout out to Shay.
Shout out to Shay. Man. Shout out to Keyshay. And Keyshay. Stinkabuzz.
Shout out to Jamal. Shout out to Cinnabon.
Honey Bun.
Shout out to East Oakland.
Shout out to East Oakland.
Where the real ones come from.
Shout out to 62nd Ave.
Shut up. They from 62nd?
Mm-hmm. I know. That's where we picked them up.
Bro, from 62nd. Hey, you better. You better. I am like, yeah, it's, you know, I got to get out of my own way. And at least I know I'm committed to that.
Look at God. He said, I'm going to take you right back to where you came from and give you exactly what you need when you need it.
All right.
I'm going to take you back to the beginning, though.
Like, I knew they was from the East, but they are legit from my hood. 62nd and what? Hey. Don't you say, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-mm. We have to get directed to their house, girl.
I'm going to tell you what. It's Harmon, Hallway, Hey, dig out from Hallway. You understand? You understand?
One block away.
Block away.
Took you back home.
Okay. All right.
We didn't know that until right now.
All right. But God knew. Spirit knew. He said, make a call, knock. All right, I'm done.
I think you got a word. I think it's your turn.
Shout out to 62nd and Harmon, 62nd and Hallway, 62nd and Hayes, 62nd and Bromley, nigga. My seminary, all of the things. Don't give me, I'm about to be like, J&M liquor, bitch. I'ma just go on there.
Just gonna shout out all
hasn't been, you know. I'm gonna chill.
And maybe we won't. This is why our moment of victory can't go away. All right, it's Marquita.
With an eye roll, y'all.
Because Jerry didn't call me out, and I was trying not to go, but fine. All right, I'm gonna try to get through this without maybe nope.
Without what? Who are you talking to?
You better let it. Okay.
Oh. Yes.
I'm gonna take it back to the first Blackout episode. And my moment of victory is Black Love. I'm coming up on the 1 year anniversary of getting married, and coming up 2 weeks on our family ceremony that we are planning. My moment of victory is Black Love. It is. Hey, when you say you ride or die with Black Love, you are ride or dying with everything. It ain't easy, but it's worth it. I don't want nothing else. To be able to find love in another, and another, and another Black body, spirit, soul, is to find love in the origins of life, yo. That Ooh. Shit is be careful what you ask for, because you don't know what you're signing up for. Shout out to my husband. I love you. What God has put together, let no man put asunder. That is my moment of victory.
I just see you out here preaching, girl.
What's serious? Ooh, Lord.
Shout out to Black Love.
First episode. Liberated Love, child. I'll go next. So this is an interesting kind of moment of victory slash joy, and it didn't happen until today, but it's been a process. And so my moment of victory and my moment of joy is, I would like to offer gratitude and thanks, for the desert. And it's a metaphor. So again, it's kind of in this moment of reflecting on what 2018 has been and all this sort of growing and solitude that I have had. I want to just be thankful for, again, kind of like the desert as it is. And what I mean by that is that I feel like 2018 has been a year of stripping down, right? Stripping down to really seeing with new eyes what's truly essential, what's truly eternal, what's truly me, you know. And that, again, has not been the easiest process, but I can say for the, you know, perhaps for the first time, I have absolutely no regrets. Just in terms of, you know, again, it's just been a real day by day, moment by moment, listen, and at times, second by second, commitment to living. And it, I just feel now that I'm looking back at the trajectory of the year, some really amazing things have happened. Relationships have expanded. I just feel like I have so much more space to be and to be curious about who I am. And this is the craziest part. Even in the being curious, there's a part of me that knows exactly who I am. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm curious and completely have no expectations, and at the same time, I feel completely grounded in knowing exactly who I am. Because I belong, and I said it in the Liberated Love episode, I said, I belong to love, and I have a very tangible, visceral kind of feeling about what that feels like. And so I just think that this whole year has been, speaking of time, talk about Kairos, this whole year feels like a moment to me at this point. Right? It really does. It feels like a moment. It feels like just yesterday we were sitting around this table recording the last episode, and I'm sitting here now nearly a year later and feeling like, wow. You know, it does not feel like a year, and if you know, like everything feels very condensed. And so my moment of joy is literally, I mean, this sounds crazy, but I don't care. Like right now, you know, it's right now. It's right now. It's everything that I'm seeing come together right now. You know, all the experiences, highs and lows that brought me right here. And that feels very true. Kairos, niggas. Woo! Come on, Blackout. What age you bring us home?
I really don't know what to say. I think my moments of joy and victory come from decision making, being able to like make choices in any moment or in each moment. And I think that I, for a lot of my life, have been the kind of person who's like really go with the flow, or like, I don't take charge of making my own decisions. I just kind of let life happen to me and not, like, as if I'm not also participating in creating that life. Mm. And even, like, down to, like, very small decisions, like what I'm going to eat or something, or, like, what am I going to do when I get home? Like, I might just let another person decide that, or just be like, okay, you want to do that, we can do that, or
okay, this is, you want to, this is your vision, I'll go along with that vision, and that might not be my vision. And I see myself changing in that area where I have more agency. Mm. I have self-mastery. I'm working on self-mastery right now, I think, where I'm remembering that, like, that's not actually how I am or who I am. I'm not really go with the flow. I have been like that for a while because somehow I got sucked into something that felt easy for me to kind of just go with the flow, but that's not actually my nature to just, you know, not do something or to just do something that somebody else wants to do. And so I'm in a position right now where, like, I've been making choices, like, really, really hard decisions and choices, but they're my choices and they're what's right for my life, and it's really helping me remember, like, my true nature, that, like, I have a lot of vision, and even though, like, a part of that has been, like, I keep a lot of that in my head because of, like, going with the flow, like, I often don't get to say what I'm thinking, or I don't allow myself to say what I'm thinking or what I want to do because I'm just, you know, going with the flow. But now that I'm making decisions to not do it that way, like, it's, like, my life is everything is just different. Mm. Like, being able to, like, get all of this stuff out of my head and, like, into the actual world, like, into my actual life and being is making my life very different. Mm. But I feel like I'm growing. I'm going back to myself. I don't want to say I'm growing into myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going back to myself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of a regression, but it's an authentic regression into who I actually am. Mm. And that feels mysterious. Like, I feel like that feels really, because for the reason why that feels really kind of crazy to me is because I'm realizing that I'm, like, a lot more wild than I than I was allowing. Like, I have a lot, like, I think I'm really, I don't know, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of things that I just have kept. I'm just like, oh,
unleash the beast.
It's a lot.
Listen.
But it's also exciting, it's exciting to just be like, I'll see next year or in 2 years or next month what I'm going to be doing and who I'm going to be and what that's going to look like, and to just be in the mystery of it all.
Right. You can't steer the river.